Roger Caron, director of Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce, says it's obvious in hindsight that proposing commuter rail for Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee without including help for Milwaukee County's ailing bus system was a mistake. A plan to boost the tax on car rentals in the Tri-County area to fund rail failed to win legislative approval. At a mass transit conference in Racine this week, Caron said Plan B will have to be more comprehensive and include buses.
In my view, the crisis in Milwaukee maybe will force our policymakers to stand up and be counted as leaders on this issue.
Caron says he believes a prerequisite for a regional plan will have to be a deal between politicians and business leaders in Milwaukee. But Julia Taylor, president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, isn't optimistic for a quick deal.
I can't promise you that we're going to get all the elected officials to sit down, because it would take, you know, some sort of mind-defying drugs for that to happen. And we don't have those quite at hand. But we are, there is a real commitment of the business community to get this done.
A legislative committee is expected to launch a study soon of mass transit issues from a state perspective. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.